It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, and our correspondent Mike Schuster has been describing an emotional day in Iran, Election Day.
Hundreds of people have gathered pretty much from the moment that the polls opened at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they've been standing in lines that come out the polling station doors and snake down the sidewalk and around the corners. One place that I visited, the wait must have been at least an hour.
That's NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran. People in those lines are deciding the future of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He seized a place on the world stage with harsh remarks about Israel and the West. He is in trouble now at home, largely over Iran's economy. But the president has been supported for years by Iran's conservative establishment, including the Ayatollah who holds supreme power. To find out what conservatives are doing now, we've called Karim Sajidpour. He's an analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Karim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
Do the clerics and the conservatives still support the president?
I think certainly the supreme leader has really associated himself with President Ahmadinejad. But in the last weeks, especially the last week, we've seen that Ahmadinejad has really alienated some of the elders of the revolution. And it's going to be much more difficult for Khamenei's support to make a huge difference this time around.
I know we're trying to read clues here, but Mike Schuster, our correspondent in Tehran, noted that when there have been these huge demonstrations in Tehran in favor of the opposition, the police have been nowhere to be seen. It seems like the authorities aren't cracking down in any way.
That's right. Usually during election time, a presidential election, Steve, Iran likes to ease political and social restrictions in order to project a democratic face to the world.
But with that said, does it seem like the establishment is not backing Ahmadinejad all the way?
I think certainly there's deep internal fissures. And what President Ahmadinejad has done the last week, I thought, was very foolish in the sense that he gratuitously alienated some of the elders of the revolution, accusing them of being corrupt, even individuals who are close associates of Ayatollah Khamenei himself. So I think in the last week, this campaign really took a U-turn.
That said, does he still have who's still in his corner?
He ostensibly has the support of the supreme leader, a lot of the lower income classes in the provinces, kind of Iran's republican states, if you will, and certainly elements of the Revolutionary Guards and the Basij militia. So I think his supporters are kind of akin to evangelicals in the United States in the sense that they're not considered a sizable portion of the population, but they're considered very committed. They go and vote every time.
And, of course, they hold most of the levers of power. Does it appear to you that they are willing to accept a defeat, if that's what it comes to in this election?
I think it's going to be very difficult for them to accept defeat. And I think that certainly in the past there's been accusations of improprieties and fraud. And I think this time around we will see similar accusations. The question is whether it will make a difference. Many reformists believe that they'll need an additional 5 million votes to compensate for any improprieties. But this time around everyone is watching this election so closely, it's going to be difficult for them to get away with major fraud.
In a couple of seconds, could you describe a swing voter in Iran, if there is such a thing?
Well, the swing voter, I think, in Iran usually votes on the economy. This is what overwhelmingly attracts people to the polls. And this time around, I think Mousavi had run a much more savvy campaign. So it could be that the swing voter in Iran sees the state of the economy the last 4 years and goes against the incumbent.
Mousavi, of course, is the leading opposition candidate. Karim Sajidpour of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, thanks very much.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you.